Well done, drummer there. Look, smiling away. Now, can you tell us what you're playing at the moment?
I am playing what is called a cajon.
And you have to be very careful because my friend was Spanish and he said there's a very similar word, but which you won't say in Spanish. Which is, yes, you can get it a little bit mixed up, can't you?
Apparently so.
Yeah, don't do that on air. So, how long have you been playing that Spanish drum?
Since Friday.
Really? No, you're joking. Honestly, come on.
I borrowed it from a friend. The good thing about it is that you can apply many kind of drumming styles. To the cajon, so it is relatively easy to play if you're a drummer. Just about staying in time. But no, I've never owned one, I just borrowed it from a friend.
Oh wow.
Specific one since Friday.
So. Yeah. Do you reckon you'll do any sort of like broke, you know, little sort of more acoustic-y type?
Yeah, it's perfect for that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, over this weekend we've done a couple. Just more acoustic-y type things.
Yeah.
Just simply because of space. Like stuff like this, we can cut all three of our keyboards and all the bass amps and guitar amps and all that sort of stuff in here. Yeah. So we break it down to stuff like this, but yeah, as long as it does well and all that.
That's why you want to be a singer, because you basically turn up, put your microphone there. It's hard work.
We try and get away with it, but you know.
Make sure he doesn't.
I end up carrying the most out of spite, I suppose.
Yeah. The thing is with drummers, I always say like they're the first person that's set up, and then once it's finished, you're going, oh, it's great, and they're still like packing away about an hour later.
Yeah.
And also when you're recording in the studio. And the drums have to be laid down. That can be quite time consuming.
Yeah. Normally when we go to the studio, it's normally me and Logan who are first there.
Doing
stuff.
Yeah, for a long time. Just setting up drums and tweaking things and tweaking other things. And then eventually, the other ones start turning up.
Yeah. Now you're known as the other ones.
The other ones, yeah.
Yeah, they just like, turn up whenever we want.
Yeah, we just get a stroll in and go, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Been here long?
Only 4 days, yeah. So the album, it's out on the 15th, and it's called Now That You're Gone.
Yes.
Why is it called that?
The title track of the album.
Yes, you can get the music video on our Facebook page or on Vivo, if you search up. All she knows now that you're gone.
Yeah, it was just our favourite song off the album, and we were kind of struggling to see what to call it. And then
we were struggling so much.
There was plenty of ideas, I would say, going around. But
some better than others.
Some better than others, yeah.
And how many tracks have you got on the album?
There's 13
tracks,
And have these been written over the last... Are they some from the very beginning, or...?
Yeah, some of these were demos that came from a while back, and now we've been fully produced in full songs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is sort of... a full repertoire from 3 years.
It is.
And how long has it taken you to go in the studio and actually get everything down and mixed and ready to go?
You're
all smiling now. The whole thing of putting the album together.
If we did it constantly?
It's been about 3 years.
I know.
But, I think we've done most of it over May, is that right? Yeah, it's been about 6 months getting it all professionally.
Yeah, we've just done it really intense over the past couple of months. But.
Sort of recording little bits here and there since we wrote them, I guess. Mm-hmm. We like to try and get it down as soon as we're happy with the song. Mm-hmm. What was it? We always say a song's never finished.
Abandoned.
They cut it.
And who produces? Do you actually produce the stuff, or do you have somebody listening that's not so into, you know, not in the band?
We use Foundry Music Lab in Motherwell, and that's run by the same guys who ran Wet Wet Wet, if you remember them.
Yeah.
And we work with Sandy Jones a lot.
Yeah, he produces Wet 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 stuff as well.
Yeah, he produces our stuff, and he done a lot of work with the Wets as well. But he hears the world in a very different way than what us normal humans do.
As a sentient being.
He just hears things and he's like, you know what, that needs this. And because he's just further out of it, he sees things a little more clearly because we're just too close to it. Mm-hmm. But the man's a genius.
He is.
He just... gets everything done, and he's fantastic. We love you, Sandy.
Oh, can you say that all together, and then he can play it back to himself? Go on.
We love you, Sandy.
Love you, Sandy.
Love you.
Hopefully, this entitles us to some discount.
Hopefully. So the album is out on the 15th of November. It's the debut album. You've got 13 songs on it. Mm-hmm. Where can people get hold of a copy? Is it on your website?
If you come to the gig in Glasgow, you get it on iTunes. We have physical copies which will be sold on our website, auctionhouse.co.uk. You'll be able to get it on pretty much any music platform,
like iTunes, Spotify, Amazon,
Xbox Music.
Yeah,
uses that.
You could get it on there.
Yeah. Deezer. So on the 15th, you can also pre-order it right now if you go into iTunes.
And that's all the W's, allsheknows.co.uk, or you can follow them, or follow the guys on Twitter at allsheknows as well. Where, are you doing any sort of like more gigs down here, or are you going back up to Glasgow when you're planning to sort of like tour the album, as it was?
Well, this is our last show down here. We'll go back up. We'll have our headline show, which is on Sunday.
Yeah, yep. Sunday.
And that'll be where the album is released, it's 15th as well.
Yeah.
We'll have a few more shows announced if you go check our Facebook page over the next coming weeks.
But really the next job for this is get started working on the next album.
Yeah.
We're going to be taking a couple of months and getting some heavy writing done and working on the next one.
Mm. Mm-hmm. There's no rest for the wicked.
No rest for
the
wicked.
We let that man come round to look at the bathroom as well. Are you going to fit that one in?
Well, you do it for exposure.
Right, we're going to finish on a song. Thanks very much for coming down today. I hope you've had a good time in the studio.
Oh, we had a great time. Thank you very much.
We're really, and I love that song. That song before is fabulous, and I must have a copy because I want to try and get it on the A list.
Sure.
Get it played out. So tell us the song you're going to finish on.
Never let me go.
Yeah.
And who wrote this? It must be about a lady. Is it about a lady?
Kind of is.
Is it about? Tell us. Was it something that happened to you?
Oh, it's quite personal for me.
Oh no! Don't mention it. Don't mention it.
It was about a plumber.
Exactly. Poor lad never saw it coming.
Ting used to be a plumber.
I did before I became a musician. And best decision of my life. You know, becoming a musician is much better, guys.
It's much better. He doesn't have to do anything for exposure now.
No, you're right over there. I'm sorry, I'm not very tall. I can't. So I can just see the top of your.
I slouch a lot, so there we go.
Oh, that's better. Right, here we go. This is the final song from All She Knows. Don't forget, check them out online. All the W's, allsheknows.co.uk. And if you want to follow the guys on Twitter, it's All She Knows. The album Now That You're Gone is out on the 15th of November, and you can get that on iTunes and also through their website as well. So thanks very much for coming in today.
Thanks very much for having us.
Pleasure.
End on a song.
May as well. Ooh.
Ooh. I give it all to see your face, 'cause I don't wanna hide away. Places I've never been, they change in ways that I've never seen. You promised me that you'll love me. The curtain falls, can't see you now. You stand up tall and still take a bow. You promise me that you'll love me. Baby, promise me that you'll love me. 'Cause I need you. So please tell me what I need to do, 'cause I can't see your plans for me. You hold me close, you never let me go. Fear you, oh, you can see me running freely. So please tell me what I need to do, 'cause I can't see your plans for me. You hold me close, you never let me go.
thank you very much. That was All She Knows, and don't forget the new album, the debut album is out on the 15th of November. Now that you're gone, check them out on the web, all the W's, allsheknows.co.uk, or follow the guys on Twitter, All She Knows. Thanks then, guys.
Thank you very much.